Hey folks, how do you know when to stop the embalming process? Do you finish all the embalming fluids that is in the tank? That's a great question. It's a scenario that many new embalmers struggle with. When to stop? When do they feel like the body is properly embalmed? Is it when all the fluid is out of the tank? Is it when there's nice pink complexion in all of the areas, the toes, fingertips, cheeks, etc.? Or is it when there's a firmness to all of the tissues, even at the furthest ends, the tips of the fingers, etc.? It's a great question. And all of those things have factor in the decision to stop embalming. When you get proper distribution and diffusion of the chemical into the tissues, when the tissues firm up due to the effects that formaldehyde have on tissues, when the features are set properly and there's a natural look to the decedent's face. All of those factors contribute to deciding when it's time to be done embalming. It isn't always when the tank is empty, because sometimes, oftentimes, you've got to mix more chemical and inject more. Maybe you've got to raise different vessels. Maybe you've got to raise the femoral artery to inject down a leg. Maybe you've got to raise both. It all depends on the culmination of all of those factors that I've mentioned and coming to a determination that you've embalmed the body properly.